The Literacy for Life Foundation has a big dream, and that is bringing literacy to Aboriginal communities. They are a First Nations-run charity that trains local people to deliver literacy classes in their communities. The Literacy for Life Foundation knows that lifting adult literacy levels in Aboriginal communities has the potential to be the game changer in tackling Indigenous disadvantage. Alira Foster is a proud Awaramungu Walpiri woman from Tennant Creek in the Territory, the advocacy officer working for the Literacy for Life Foundation. And I'm so happy to say that Alira joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. How did you first become involved with the Literacy for Life Foundation?
Yeah, so I became involved with the Literacy for Life Foundation back in 2021. We had Literacy for Life come to Tennant Creek and start a campaign there, and I joined the team as one of the local staff, and I was the campaign coordinator at the time.
This is wonderful stuff. How important is changing sort of the tide on low literacy an important factor in helping close the gap?
I think it's really important. You know, there are a lot of people that can't read and write, and that can affect every aspect of someone's life, you know, even when it comes to health, justice, education itself, training and employment. Like, it affects all different areas.
Yeah.
And really focusing on building that and just going back into the basics and just, you know, helping others and supporting local community members, you know, through their literacy, I think, you know, makes really big changes, not just for the individuals, but for the community itself.
Yeah, it's not just sort of about the difficulty with reading and writing with illiteracy. There's sort of other really negative consequences that come from low literacy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I always go back to using health as an example, you know, and medications. You know, if you're not able to read a medicine bottle, you know, that has major impacts in itself. And I like to think of it as well when we think about our children. You know, parents are our kids' first teachers. And if you have an illiterate parent, what does that mean for the child?
Indeed. What's the approach to teaching literacy that you take there at the Literacy for Life Foundation?
The approach that we take is really based on the campaigns being community controlled. You know, we go into community, and we hire locals and train them up to be the teachers. And I was fortunate enough to do that in my community and be able to, you know, be in the classroom and connect with other community members and teach in a way that we know how to. You know, that's different than when you're in school. You know, it's different when it's community teaching community.
And it's one of those things. So how important is it that the foundation there, the Literacy for Life Foundation, is a 100% Aboriginal-run organisation?
I think it's highly important, especially for specific communities. You know, we have multiple campaigns. We have 4 in New South Wales and 4 in Far North Queensland. And it's very important that we have locals running the literacy classes because they understand the people from each of those communities, and they're able to teach in a way that they know that they can understand. And it's really great because they bring a whole different aspect into the campaign as well. You know, they're bringing in local knowledge, cultural knowledge, and it really sets the tone and creating a really safe environment, learning environment for our students.
So it must bring you much joy when you're sort of having success in that area.
Oh, it really does, and it really hits home for me. We started, you know, when I was a part of the Literacy for Life Foundation, I was a local member as well. So, and seeing the impact and changes for local mobs back in my community, you know, it really does hit home. And being able to go out into different communities here in New South Wales and Far North Queensland, I'm able to see the same results, and it's a full circle moment.
Yeah, it is one of the philosophies that underpins everything that's done by Literacy for Life is we can achieve more together than we can alone.
That's very true. That's
Indeed.
Exactly right.
And the public can, of course, support. What's the best way for people to get involved, make a donation, to find out about opportunities there?
I will tell you to just go and search us up on the internet on our website at www.lflf.org.au.
And it is, of course, NAIDOC Week at the moment, the theme of which is the next generation strength, vision and legacy. And I understand that the Literacy for Life Foundation has been very busy as part of the week.
Yes, we have. Each of the campaigns, they do something special. They go out and join, you know, their local NAIDOC activities. So everyone's pretty busy around this week. And again, yes, the theme, the next generation, strength, vision and legacy, it all fits in with what we're doing. We're focusing on adults, but also, you know, when we teach adults, it's like a ripple effect and it goes down to the younger generations, and it's, you know, giving them someone to look up to, someone to aspire to. So it's really great during this time of year.
Speaking of really great, you're really great, Alira Foster from the Literacy for Life Foundation. Absolutely amazing. You're inspirational with everything that you do.
Thank you so much.